This is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey, where wonder, excitement, and discovery are just around the corner. Are you ready? Come on, let's go for another Adventure in Odyssey.
All right, Connie, I think that takes care of the library.
And I finished the ice cream inventory.
No, it's terrific. Thanks. I'll have Eugene input the order as soon as he gets here.
Oh, well, I can do that.
Well, actually, you can't.
Why not?
Well, Eugene is putting together a new inventory program, and he's the only one who knows how to use it.
Oh, I get it. Job security.
Is that what it is?
Well, you know how technical guys are. Their own language, secret handshakes, things only they can know. Makes them feel special.
Now, this is Eugene we're talking about.
So, what else do we have going on today? Library books put back, ice cream inventory, Eugene's new program. I suppose I could fill the napkin holders now.
Connie, you got that tone in your voice.
What tone?
Well, that tone you get when you're feeling restless. It starts with a tone, and then we're in my office having a conversation where you're saying, what am I doing here, Whit? I mean, what am I really doing here?
I don't know what you mean. Oh, I'll get it. Whit's in. This is Connie.
Hi, Connie. It's Wooten.
Oh, hi, Wooten.
Yeah, I don't want to alarm you, but I was just delivering mail on your mother's street.
Okay, well, why would that alarm me?
Because I just saw an ambulance leave.
From my mother's neighborhood?
No, actually, it was from your mother's house.
Oh, no. Did Mrs. Sutton have another asthma attack during their Bible study group?
No, I don't think so, since I was just talking to Mrs. Sutton on your mother's front lawn.
Well, then where is my mom?
Well, she was kind of on the stretcher.
What?
Well, don't be alarmed.
Okay, Wooten, stop trying not to alarm me and tell me what you know.
Okay, your mom was on the stretcher that they loaded into the ambulance that just left for Odyssey General Hospital. Connie? Hello?
Connie?
I have to go with. My mom's on her way to the hospital. Wooten will explain.
Connie? Wooten?
Oh, hi, Whit. Did Connie leave?
Yes, but...
Was she alarmed? Because I was trying not to alarm her.
Yeah, well, maybe you should tell me what's going on.
Well, I think Connie's mom might have had a heart attack.
Excuse me.
How can I help you?
The ambulance outside, did it just arrive?
A couple of minutes ago.
Was my mother in it?
I'm sorry, who are you?
I'm the daughter of the woman who just came in. I mean, if it was her, my mother, I mean.
What's the name?
Mine or the woman's?
The patient.
Kendall. June Kendall. I'm Connie, her daughter.
Well, have a seat and let me check inside.
Can I come with you?
You can't, but I'll be right back.
Okay, sure. I'll just sit over there.
Connie?
Penny, what are you doing here?
Wooten called. Is your mom all right?
Well, I just got here. The nurse went inside to find out what's going on.
Was your mom sick?
Not that I know of. I saw her, when was it? Last weekend. She was fine.
Maybe she fell or something.
Oh, there's Dr. Graham.
Oh, Connie.
How's my mom?
Let's go in the, There, the consultation room.
I'll wait here.
No, you can come with us.
Okay.
So what happened, Dr. Graham?
You weren't with her?
No, I got a call from Wooten. He was delivering mail in her neighborhood. Forget about that. Is she all right? I mean, what's wrong with her?
Sit down, please.
I don't want to sit down. Just tell me about my mom.
She had a heart attack, Connie.
Oh, no.
Maybe I better sit down. A heart attack. But how? I mean, she's healthy. She's never had heart problems.
She has. She's been on medication for as long as I've known her.
Why didn't I know that?
Well, I think she just didn't want you to worry.
Oh, great. Well, I'll have a few things to say to her about that. Where is she?
Connie, I'm terribly sorry, but your mom passed away.
She... what? No! That's a mistake.
It's likely that she died instantly, at home. They tried to resuscitate her in the ambulance, but... oh, I'm so sorry, Connie.
She's dead? That can't be. She was fine when I saw her. No! No!
Oh, Connie.
Okay, Pastor. I'll let you know. Thanks for all your help. Yeah. Bye.
Hi, Whit.
Hi, Wooten. Man, you're here early.
Yeah. I did my mail route in quadruple time. My bicycle tires were burning. It's like the Tour de France, but without the croissants. How's Connie?
I haven't been to the hospital yet. I'm going over in a few minutes.
Well, I talked to Mrs. Sutton, and she was with Mrs. Kendall when she passed away.
Hmm. What happened?
Well, they were about to have their weekly Bible study together in the living room when Mrs. Kendall suddenly just slumped over on the couch. Mrs. Sutton couldn't wake her up, so she called 911. But Mrs. Sutton was pretty sure that she had already died by the time the ambulance got there. Is there anything at all I can do with for Connie? I mean...
well, pray for her. Apart from that, I won't know until I see her. If you'll excuse me, I have to close down the shop.
Well, how come?
Well, I can't be in two places at once. Eugene is teaching at the college, and...
well, I can watch the shop for you while you go.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I need to do something constructive.
Well, if you don't mind...
No, not at all. I just feel so bad for Connie, Whit.
Yeah. Losing someone tends to pull the carpet out from under everything. This may change a lot of things for her.
Sleep, though I can't remember the last time I saw you asleep. You were always up and moving, so active, so alive, but not anymore. Why didn't you tell me about your heart? Were you really afraid I'd worry, or did you think I'd nag you? Because I would have, and then maybe you'd still be alive. It's not fair. We didn't get to say goodbye. Somehow you should have warned me. Somehow I should have known that last Sunday would be the last time we'd leave church together and have brunch and talk. What did we talk about? We didn't have an argument, did we? No. We were laughing about the time I accidentally dyed my hair purple. It looked like I was wearing an Easter egg on my head. At least we were laughing. Did I tell you that I love you? I don't remember. I got a text from Penny, and while I was dealing with that, you went to your car. You blew me a kiss and you waved goodbye. I can see it now. But how was I supposed to know that it was really a goodbye? There should have been something. A sign and an instinct. A hint that you were waving for the last time. Oh. I'm so gonna miss you, Mom. Life without you is... well, it's gonna be really hard. If I cry a lot, and if I'm miserable, you'll know it's not because I'm afraid. I know where you are. It's only because I have to go on without you.
And I know I'm going to be aware of your absence with every good thing and bad thing that happens to me. I mean, who will be you for me now?
Connie? Mr. Edwards from the coroner's office is here to see you.
Why?
Well, to take care of the death certificate and such.
Oh. Okay.
I'll be right outside if you need anything.
Thanks. I gotta go, Mom. I'll see you later.
Penny?
Hi, Whit. It's so sad, isn't it?
Mm. Where's Connie?
With her mom. What are we supposed to do? I've never... this is all new for me.
Yeah, well, Connie will need help in getting everything organized. Fortunately, I know what June wants done. Oh, here comes Connie.
Hi, Whit.
Hi.
Hi, Penny.
Hi.
So, how are you holding up?
I'm not gonna cry.
Okay.
Yes, I am. She's gone, Whit. What am I supposed to do now?
Oh, Connie, I am so sorry.
I'm not prepared for this at all.
Now, we'll help you with everything. Your mom gave me a copy of her will and last wishes.
She give those to you and not me.
Well, I don't think she figured I could help you.
And next you're going to tell me that you knew she had a heart condition, right?
Well, I...
What? Did she publish it in the newspaper and I missed that edition?
Well, she didn't want you to worry. She gave me her papers because, well, she was afraid you might not be able to cope very well with the arrangements.
Well, I'm not 10 anymore.
She was only thinking of you.
Yeah, I know. But in trying to protect me, I feel like she's made me even more vulnerable.
Well, what can we do for you now, Connie?
Oh, I don't know, Penny. Dr. Graham says I have to fill out some paperwork and decide which funeral home.
Yeah, Wexford's funeral home. It's in your mom's final instructions.
Yeah, they took care of Grandma's funeral. Maybe we should go over all that stuff.
Everything's back at my office.
Whit, I feel so empty. Everything seems empty.
Hmm. Well, you're going to feel a lot of different emotions, Connie. You know, they'll come in waves. Sometimes when you least expect them. And they don't always make sense.
I feel like that most of the time.
I just wasn't ready. She's gone, and I wasn't ready for it.
Hi, Wooten.
Hi.
Thanks for watching the shop.
Oh, my pleasure. I came up with a whole new milkshake idea, by the way.
Oh?
Yeah, I'm calling it my left hand shake. It comes in all the usual flavors, but you hold it in your left hand while you drink it, and I personally think it intensifies the flavor.
So it hasn't been very busy, huh?
No, not with customers. But the phone's been going nonstop as word gets around about Connie, you know. And Jason stopped by to see if there was anything he could do.
Oh, well, I'll give him a call.
And look who's behind the counter. Hi, Wooten.
Oh, hi, Penny. Hi, Connie. Hey, I'm really, really sorry about your mom.
Yeah, me too.
Here.
Oh, it's okay. I have tissues.
No. It's an expression of my sympathy.
Oh, on a napkin?
Yeah, I was doodling and didn't really have any paper nearby.
That's so sweet, Wooten. Mm. Thank you. Is that a flower?
Yeah. Made of sprinkles.
Got it.
Connie, is there anything I can do for you? You know, coordinate food, arrange chairs, prepare an igloo?
Oh, not right now, but an igloo?
Yeah, it's a tradition in Alaska.
Connie, maybe we should look at those papers. They're in my office.
Okay.
Wooten, are you all right to keep an eye on things until Eugene gets here?
Oh, sure, you can count on me, Whit.
And me too.
Oh, okay.
Thanks, you guys.
Wooten? Mm-hmm. Will you make a sympathy card of sprinkles for me one day?
Oh, sprinkles and those little cinnamon hearts. Oh.
So what else did my mom say in her instructions?
Well, she did a suggested order for the funeral service. Hymns, Bible readings.
She got that specific?
Well, I think she wanted to cover everything.
So I wouldn't have to. Got it.
Connie!
Oh, hi, Eugene.
I only just heard Mr. Whitaker's message about your mother. May I offer my profuse and sincere condolences? How are you faring?
Oh, you know, trying to get into a work-to-be-done mode so I don't stay in a cry-all-the-time mode.
Well, don't underestimate the cathartic nature of crying. It can be beneficial at a time like this.
Yeah.
We're going over June's plans for her funeral. Mm. She hoped that you'd do a scripture reading, if you don't mind.
Oh, I'll do anything, of course. Now, is there anything of an immediate nature?
You could take over from Wooten at the front counter.
Will do. You know, he told me about his left hand shakes. It's absurd. Why would the hand you use to hold the cup alter the flavor?
Well, did you try one?
Yes, and I'm confounded. It did taste better. I may have to conduct experiments.
Well, let us know how it turns out.
Yes. Well, Connie? Summon me if you have need.
He just hugged me. Sort of.
Yeah, I saw.
That might make me cry again.
Was it such a bad hug?
What else did my mom say? A viewing at the funeral home? Isn't that the first thing?
She decided she'd rather not have a viewing.
That's good. I remember when my grandma died, how my dad said a viewing makes it sound like they're on display.
Oh, my dad! Oh, no! Wait, I haven't called my dad!
Oh, I can step out while you do that.
No, no, I'm sure it'll be all right. Oh, okay.
Hello? Hello?
Hi, Dad.
Yes? What?
Help.
It's all right, Connie. Hello, Bill. Whit here.
Oh, hi, Whit. What was that all about?
Well, Connie is having a little trouble talking. You see, she's calling about June.
Well, what about her?
I'm sorry I have to tell you, but she's had a heart attack.
What? Is she all right?
She's passed away.
Oh.
Bill, I'm really sorry.
Wait, I think I can talk now.
Here's Connie again.
Dad. I'm sorry, Dad.
When did this happen?
This morning.
Why didn't you call me sooner?
I couldn't call you sooner. It happened so fast.
Oh, you should have called me right away.
Seriously, Dad? You're gonna complain about my timing now? I can't talk. Here's Whit.
Hi, Bill. We're working out the details about the funeral.
Listen, I'll fly in right away.
I guess he's catching the next flight in.
I'm sorry, Whit. That's not how I wanted it to go at all. Oh, great. Now I slip from work-to-be-done mode back to cry-all-the-time mode.
We can deal with this later. Maybe you should go home for a while.
Maybe I should.
Honey, I've been doing some checking.
Yeah, about what?
The stages of grief after the death of a loved one.
Penny, you really don't have to.
I want to. If only so I'll know what to expect. There are 7 stages of grief.
I'm getting a strange sense of deja vu here.
Well, that's not one. But according to this, you'll experience shock.
Got that one.
Denial.
Well, that won't happen.
Pain.
Ongoing.
Guilt.
About what? Oh, I can think of a few things.
Anger.
Well, Mom should have told me about her heart condition.
Some bargaining.
You mean like haggling with the funeral director over the price of the casket?
Bargaining with fate. You'll wonder why this happened to you, and you'll want to make promises or do something to make the grief go away.
I believe in God, Penny, not fate. And I know better than to try to bargain with him.
You'll also feel depressed, lonely, and think a lot about things you did with your mom.
Been there already.
Then you'll take an upward turn.
Nope, not there yet.
Then you'll work out how to deal with life without your mom.
Too soon for that.
Then you'll accept the reality that your mom is gone and find hope for the future.
Actually, I have hope now.
Wait, you can't. That's out of order.
Well, not according to the Bible. The Apostle Paul said that even though we grieve over those we lose, we don't grieve as those without hope. I'm sad about losing my mom, and I may not get over it the way that website says. But my hope is in Jesus. My mom's with him now.
Okay, I'll find another website.
Penny, you don't need to find a website. You know what helps me the most? That you're here, and you're my friend, and you love me, and that's what I need.
Oh, well, I can do that.
Thanks.
Ah! What is
Who
that?
Who is that?
Open up, please, hurry.
Oh.
Wow. Wooten, what are you doing?
Excuse me, I have to put this stuff in the kitchen.
Here.
What is all that?
Well, it's food. Word has gotten around about Connie's mom, and everybody's bringing food to Wits End.
Well, why Wits End?
Well, because nobody can remember where you live, so they're dropping food off there.
Oh.
Ooh, what kind of food?
Well, I've already counted 6 chicken casseroles, 3 lasagnas, something that looks like tetrazzini, and a wide variety of nondescript fish.
Oh. Well, that's so kind of everyone. I think I'm going to cry again.
Oh, there she goes. Has anyone sent over any tissues? We're running out. She started using paper towels, and look, they're making her nose all red.
Hurts.
Well, I'll put tissues on my shopping list.
Oh, you're shopping for me?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, Wooten.
Well, Connie, it's only the grocery store. It's not like I'm flying to Harrods of London to pick up caviar. I mean, if you like caviar, I have frequent flyer miles.
Oh, that's all right. It's the thought that counts, Wooten.
Oh, and here are the keys to your car. I brought it from the hospital. Is there anything else at all that you need?
I wish I knew when my dad's supposed to get here, if he gets here at all.
Oh, well, your dad wouldn't miss something as important as this, would he?
You don't know my dad. He has a way of disrupting any occasion by not showing up or by showing up and causing a commotion. That's what he does.
But what kind of commotion could he possibly cause for your mom's funeral?
You don't know my father. If anyone could come up with a way to create a crisis, he could. The question is, what's it gonna be this time?
Welcome to Wits End. Mr. Kendall?
Eugene, right?
Yes. You certainly got to Odyssey in good time.
Oh, 4 hours and 37 minutes from my door to this one.
Remarkable that you were able to secure a commercial flight on such short notice.
I wasn't on a commercial flight. I used my company jet.
Your company?
Where's Connie? I drove over to her mother's house and it was dark. I couldn't get in.
Oh, well, Connie doesn't live there. I believe you'll find her at her apartment.
She has her own apartment?
Well, yes. Did you try to call her?
No, I thought it'd be better to just show up.
Well, I can give you her address, or if you wish, I could guide you there.
No, an address will be fine. I'll find it.
Right. It's in the apartment complex on the corner of...
Just write it down. I'll find it.
Of course.
I hope she has a key to June's house. I have a very tired girl in the car. You still make milkshakes here, right?
Yes, we do.
Well, I'll have a chocolate milkshake to go. She'd like that.
Coming right up. Does your wife like whipped cream and sprinkles on the top?
My wife? Oh, she's not my wife. I'm not married now.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just assumed that...
She's my daughter.
Your daughter? Oh, Connie never mentioned having a sister.
Connie doesn't know.
Oh.
Yeah, it'll be quite a surprise. Connie loses her mother, but gains a half-sister she knew nothing about.
Mm. Indeed. I'm sure it will be quite a surprise. Mm-hmm.
The Apostle Paul wrote in 1 Thessalonians 4:13 that we shouldn't grieve like those who have no hope. You may remember Connie talking to Penny about that verse earlier. But Paul goes on to say, we believe that Jesus died and rose again, and so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him. That's where we find our greatest hope, even as we feel the loss of those we love. Have you put your hope in Jesus? If you haven't, now would be a wonderful time to talk to your parents or a pastor about how you can know him and the wonderful love he has for you. Or get in touch with us here in Odyssey. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Life Expectancy was written and directed by Paul McCusker, with sound design by Jonathan Crow and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Katie Lee, Andre Stoika, Will Ryan, Jess Harnell, Kimmy Robertson, Alan Bergman, and Lori Tritel. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.